Okay, Wednesday night, Erev Shavuos, 62nd by Halacha. Okay, one of the, it's always exciting if you live in Eretz Yisrael when you have to make an Erev Tavshilin, because it just doesn't come out as often as it does when you live in Chutz Laaretz. So this is the calendar tells us, right, we're making an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow. And so just to go over the basic halachas, because it doesn't happen so often, so you might have forgotten. The idea being that either that Kovet Shabbos will get lost in the preparations for Yom Tov, or that the Kovet Yom Tov will get lost because when you prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so if you just do it without any special takana, so then Yom Tov's preparing for Shabbos, and then you might come through that to prepare on Yom Tov for Chol. So it's either to guard Kovet Shabbos, which might get lost in the shuffle of preparing for Yom Tov, or to guard for the Kedushas Yom Tov, which might get lost in if it's so blatantly that you're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so then you might come to prepare on Yom Tov for Chol. So for either of these two reasons, maybe both, we make an Erev Tavshilin, which works for the various reasons as the Gemara explains it, as the Rishonim explain it. We won't go into the reason why it works, but we go on Erev Yom Tov, that's tomorrow, and we start, so to speak, preparing for Shabbos already tomorrow. And the common custom, the real Eruv, so to speak, is the cooked item, which pretty prevalent to use an egg. And we take an egg and a matzah because you want to take something cooked and something baked because it's matir. It allows us to cook on Yom Tov, meaning Friday, Friday for Shabbos, either cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov or bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So we take something cooked and something baked, and we sort of start preparing for Shabbos already tomorrow. And that's the Erev. With Ma'ariv, we combine already the preparations for Shabbos together with Friday's preparations for Shabbos. So you take the Erev Tavshilin, which is pretty commonly a baked item, a matzah and an egg, and we make the bracha, and you say the formula that you say. You're supposed to try to understand what you're saying. And it doesn't really say much. It says now it's mutter for us to prepare on Yom Tov to make food preparations on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So we do that with that, and we the minig is to eat those things on Shabbos. So indeed, they're preparations for Shabbos. We eat the matzah or the challah or the egg. We eat it on Shabbos. The main thing is not the bracha. The main thing is the formula that we say when we're holding it. We say we are now making an Erev. We are now and the idea is that you're now starting to prepare for Shabbos with this, with these items. L'chatchila, that's supposed to be, when you prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're supposed to have it be edible and ready to eat on Yom Tov itself. L'chatchila, meaning on Friday when you prepare for Shabbos, you're supposed to prepare early enough that the food and the preparation that you're doing renders whatever you're doing edible or ready to eat on Friday gufa. But the evidence, okay, if not, one could say, but l'chatchila you're supposed to make sure. It's a question of how late in the day you get started. Now, you need an Erev. Every household has an Erev, makes an Erev. Now, if you have guests, let's say people have come from Chutz Laaretz and they're your guests. So if they're your guests and they're eating by you, so really make a din, they're automatically included in the Erev that you... In other words, you make an Erev for the family. Each household makes an Erev Tavshilin, and everybody in the household is now allowed to do food preparation. It doesn't have to be cooking and baking. It's all sorts of food preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos. if you have a guest, someone from Chutz Loretz, someone from outside, out of town, and they are staying by you and they're eating by you, so really they don't have to make their own Eruv. If they have their own house, their own apartment, and they're just eating by you, so it's Kedai to... it's Kedai for them to make their own Eruv, but not really, because they shouldn't make a bracha. The only difference will be if they're mamish part of your household, as I say, they're staying by you and eating by you, so then they're automatically part of your household, and they're automatically included in your Eruv. If they have a different household, if they're in a different, if they're in their own place, even if they're eating by you, so it's Kedai to be machmir, but all that would mean is that when you make the Eruv, you would find a way to be mezakeh them, for them to acquire part ownership in whatever your Eruv is, let's call it an egg, and they would acquire part ownership in it. You would find someone to be zoche in the egg for them, and you would have them in mind as you make the Eruv. That's all it means. That's if they're eating by you and they have their own household, it's Kedai to be machmir, but again, the chumr would only entail that you have them in mind when you make the Eruv, and that would mean it's not just having them in mind, but they would actually have a part ownership in whatever the Eruv is. The Eruv is matir all food-related activities. That includes lighting a ner. We say udlad luke shraga, which means to light a ner, because that's part of food preparation, that the house should be light, and it enhances the pleasure, like every Friday night, Hadlokas Neiros, part of the Cheshbon of Hadlokas Neiros every Friday night or every Yom Tov night, is that it enhances the pleasure of eating the Suda. Other types of preparation, not food related, like rolling the Sefer Torah, or other types of Hachanam Yom Tov L'Shabbos, but Pashtus we Paskin do not become Mutter through the Erev Tavshilin, and you still have to be Nizhar not to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos if it's not food related.
I don't know.
Whatever the chart says.